pass out
then we have what? To go back.
Okay.
Because there's too many.
Very big.
Did y'all take it? Looks like we got a good crowd here tonight. Dave, we're gonna, I ain't trying to be cool, but I trying to tweak this patch. The sun shades this eye messed up. I'm trying to get it adjusted, and I ain't been having a real good luck with it. And so let's pray. You must grace you to Heavenly Father. Look after us as we go forth in this meeting to do the best for the people and the county, and most especially look after our law enforcement and the armed forces as they scattered all over the world, looking out for us so that we'd be able to do what we're doing here today in a free country. And anybody that's sick out there, put your hand upon them and put your healing power against them. In your son, in the precious name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, to the republic which stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
We go. Darren's got something going on, so we're gonna move around a little bit. Darren, you wanna go ahead and get yours out of the way? We can go get after that.
We've got a deadline on something we've got to work on. I just have a few updates. The biggest update is the grant for community care medicine that we've told y'all about. We've actually moved forward now. The invoice and the check should be coming. That's going to allow us enough funding to be able to hire someone else. So as soon as we verify that money's there, we're going to go ahead and start advertising with Allison some help because we're driving her into dirt. That's the biggest thing. That was not a budgeted position, but now that the grant was not budgeted either. So we'll cover it.
That gentleman that came here, that doctor, are they working together?
We've spoken to him since. We've had a meeting with him. Him and Allison are getting together. We're in contact with him. So we've already met with him at least once, I think twice actually. So, as far as the stations go, Mr. Bailey may give you some more information. Our Mercy Operations Center, they have the stud walls up inside. They started last Friday. All the walls are up. The exterior walls, the roof deck is on. They should be finished with the roof this week. They're installing interior door frames today. Windows was supposed to get started today. I haven't seen the truck with them yet, but that building should be pretty close to dried in shortly. Electricians out there, plumbers are out there today working. It's moving along very quickly. All the offices, everything's framed out. So if you get time, swing by and take a look. Wear a hard hat. They're working overhead. So but that building's moving along. Station 4, Ms. Lacey said she expects to be done with that by the 28th and get the punch list done. So we should have that building in our possession by March. They've got the interior door hung. They've got everything painted. They're cleaning the floors. That building's almost finished. They were going to try to pave this week, but I don't think it's going to happen. They wasn't there yesterday. They finished the parking lot, so fencing was supposed to start this week. So that building's moving along. The land for Station 3 up in the 1st District, we got the bore samples back this week. Everything tested out positive there. We're okay to utilize that property. And Ms. Chana, we've already got the title search done, so that's just a matter of getting the date on the contract and getting them a check and everybody signing the contract. So
that's great, because I want to try to create a park with the current location.
Yes.
What are we going to do with the where Dad had the original one put in, the fire station down at the post district?
We still have our volunteer crews and their engines out of there because we don't have room for all that in the other station. Most likely, once we get this one built and finished, there will be room for all of it. We'll probably combine it all together, so that's just a quarter mile apart.
Right. That's what I was getting at.
We still have a few volunteers there, and I didn't want to upset Pork Chop just yet. So,
yeah.
But we are looking at it. That's coming, and that's there with the community center, so that'll probably help the county as well. It'll be a little bit, probably a year or so before we can get to that point. But I do have that in my mind to try to combine some of that as much as we can. The Horseshoe Beach, we have everything on it with the exception of the final approval from the owners in North Carolina. They got the contract last week. They have agreed to the title company, so Ms. Chang is working on the title search now. That's a 3 to 5 day project. We should get that back by next week. And I expect maybe today to get an answer on the contract, as long as they didn't find any problems. We had to add a clause to give us 90 days to finish that access road. We had to add that in there, and that was a big change. So that should be moving along. once we get done with that, everything should be in our possession and we should be able to start bidding those out. I think the plans are about 95-ish% done on those two buildings. Well, on the Horseshoe building, but the other one's identical, so it'll move as well. And the last thing we have is the appropriations request that we talked about, repaving the EOC. We're also going to, really and truly, that's more of an addition back to into the project. We're going to reappropriate. We've got about $328,000 left over between the tanker station four that we'll move. They will grant it, and they've said they will. So we'll move that to that project. We'll repave the EOC parking lot. We'll add the loops that we had to cut out. We'll go back. That'll give us some money to do the IT work that we had to cut out because it was overbid. It'll give us enough money for furnishings inside the building to furnish our offices. It'll give us enough for landscaping. So we should be in good shape. We're still only going to have to ask for about $220,000 to $250,000 from the state once we transfer the other monies back. So I think we'll be okay there. Everything we've heard is that we're going to be good. So we're going. That's what we have to do right now. We've got to get that done today. Get that written, and we've got a few letters to send for the appropriations transitions while we get out here. That's all I have, gentlemen. I think I've covered everything. Does anybody have anything?
I got one thing. How's the condition of y'all, the ambulances? Because every time if I go to Gainesville, I pass two or three of them going and coming. I mean, they go every time.
We're exceptionally tired. We, as you're aware, we re-chassis one every year. 3 years ago, they started having delays and issues after COVID with getting chassis. We had some delays. We got offset by about a year and a half. We were able to buy the one truck during COVID, which helped us out. That truck has since been wrecked. It is in the shop today getting fixed. We have another one that was wrecked during Hurricane Debbie. We should have it back this week, Chief, next week, a couple of weeks. So once we get those back, we'll be in better shape. But mileage, we've kind of worked them around. We've got the two new trucks that are sitting in Texas that we'll get in a couple of months. That's going to help us get everything back into an order. We try to rotate those trucks on a mileage basis. We also have our re-chassis in Texas. We should get in a week or two. It's supposed to be here in February.
That's
so
good.
All in all, to answer your question, we're okay. But we did get about a year and a half behind. But since we were able to buy the used Ford that we got the other day, and the two new trucks and the COVID truck, that's kind of put us back, and it's also given us enough trucks now with those additional units to be able to put one in this new station without having to go buy one.
That's
cool. And it's given us a couple of extra trucks to put with our two engines, the one in Old Town and the one here, so that if all of our trucks get busy, that engine crew can transition into an ambulance and they can run. But Mr. Ott's keeping the mileage in good shape on them. I mean, we still got 250.
Y'all got to be pushing half a million miles on per truck a year.
There is stupid. We change oil every 2 weeks. So, Chief Garner, did you have anything you needed to present on the hurricane side? We've not had any more movement on collections, gentlemen. I'm sure that some of the political atmosphere in Washington has kind of slowed a little of that down, but everything's still moving. We're still sending in the requests. We just haven't gotten any more checks back. But that's still moving along. There was some paperwork that the chief had to sign for Locklear to get
the dredging
and stuff all done. I think Chief Bass is going to give you an update on that today. Chief Bass. I'm sorry, the assistant county manager Bass. It's been a few years, so y'all have to forgive me. But anyway, I think all that's still moving fine. It's just a slow process, gentlemen. It is. Anything else? I appreciate you moving us up front. We're going to step out if something.
I got a little comment on something out there.
Okay.
You don't need to get everything together because I had a bad year. The county had a bad year. And I done started this one out bad at 12:05. So we may be looking for another bad year. So we need to get all that stuff ready together.
We're already evaluating our budget situation because of the structures. And we've been doing some things the last few months to help accommodate that. And hopefully we'll all countywide be able to move through that. It's going to be difficult. Let's just pray that 3.5 months from now we don't have any hurricanes. So, all right, gentlemen, if y'all don't have anything else, we're going to step out. Can you grab my check?
Thank you, sir.
Yes,
thank you, sir.
Boy, if something comes up, we'll get all this.
Yes, sir.
We'll go back to start. We need approval of the minutes.
We've got a motion.
Second.
Motion by Jamie, second by Daniel. Any discussion? All in favor?
Uh-huh.
All opposed, same side? Motion carries.
I can't keep
crap. The Vouchers? Well, wait a minute. Yeah, the vouchers?
Motion.
I apologize. I know you have
to double see
it.
I'll hit the
place with glasses. Three different ones that we need to approve, sir.
All right, we got the other regular meeting, 1-16-25.
Motion.
Got a motion by David, second by Daniel. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. Motion carries. The 1-22-21-25 emergency meeting, Winterstorm.
Motion.
Motion by David, second by Jamie. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed, same sign. Motion carries. Now the vouchers.
Motion.
Motion by Jamie, second by David. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Same sign. Motion carried. Are there any constitutional officers here who would like to speak?
All right.
Is Captain Levant Arm, the Ms. Frierson with the Anti-Drug Coalition?
First of all, we'd like to say we started the new year out with a community-wide town hall meeting. We held that meeting at First Baptist Church because it was free, and it ended up being a beautiful facility for that. With plenty of room, had about 61 in attendance. We invited someone from each one of the coastal communities that was affected by the storm, and we wanted to hear an update from them. What was going on? What were the barriers that they had faced? What were some unexpected things they were facing? And what did 2025 look like? Thought it was a very good meeting. We also invited Vista County High School and hospitality staff, the students, about 12 of them. They came and provided lunch, very good lunch, was very impressive. So that was a great way. If you missed it, look forward to our next meeting. We have those meetings quarterly. We call them community town hall meetings. We like to talk about and hear about what's going on in our community. Second thing we want you to hear about is by Thursday and Friday. We were invited in October by the district school to come and do some age-appropriate prevention education. Now, what they wanted to hear about, some things they're having to deal with. Vaping, paraphernalia, those kinds of things. So what we did is reached out to the Florida Poison Control. They have a community education, a man named Mr. Mike McCormick, that does community communication throughout the state of Florida. He has 30 years in television and 6 years doing this very job. So I heard that he was very good. I had met him before. We spent 2 days in all of the schools. We started Anderson Elementary and went all the way through all grades except for preschool, because they asked for age-appropriate prevention education. At the end of the 2 days, I spent with him also Kristen McCaskill, who is our Dixie District HR person. She collaborated with us. At the end of the 2 days, Mr. McCormick looked at me and he said, "You know what? I'm impressed." I said, "Really?" Now, they impressed me, I hadn't said it yet. He said, "I'm impressed. I'm impressed that your school, even though it is a rural community, the schools are very well kept. The security is amazing. The students are they behave very well, and the teachers seem to be very in tune with what's going on." It was amazing. I don't know if the school board hears very much any good feedback, but he confirmed what I saw, and so that's what the dollars that you've given us, that's what we're going to do with that. We do prevention education and recovery resources. So a second thing that we wanted to tell you about was
the money. But we also want to thank, we had two commissioners that attended our community meeting, and we were thrilled to have them come.
Do you have any words?
Welcome anytime.
It was very, very well done, very well put on. The food was excellent, good speakers, great. Good job, really.
Thank
really
you.
Good job.
Miss Sarah, stand up back there. She was one of our speakers.
Yes.
And Miss Shelley was there, gave a very good report.
Yep.
And
Good, very good speaker.
Yes. I want to remind you about what's going on at the high school, something good called Teen Court. This program, the Hanley Foundation got a grant probably 4 or 5 years ago, and they've been working towards this. Finally this year, they really haven't put into action. Also, they're doing some innovative things around that. We had a group of students, and we'll give you an example, and then I'm going to sit down. We had a group of students, 8 youth, fighting. They do not want to send students home for that. Because what happens if a student goes home, they get behind in their classwork, they're home alone, they do anything they want to. These students, they went to the Hanley coordinator, who actually is from Guilford County, so she's a country girl. She understands about our rural schools. And they said, we need help. What can we do? There is a new organization in Trenton, a new counseling center. It's called A New Way Counseling. It is free. They take donations. She invited them to come over. So they got all the students in a room. It was about 8 of them, I think. Got all the students in a room, and they started having a listening session and talking. Now, these students are not easy. You know, they're sitting over there with a look like this, like, don't look at me. Don't touch me. We're going to fight after this is over. But that's why they're there, right? At the end of that first session, because the lady sends up to say, well, does anybody have any questions? The student raises her hand. She says, can we do this every Thursday? It's working. Your prayers, our work, the interest, it's working. Now you say, well, what in the world can these students learn in a meeting? Coping skills. They can get encouragement. There's somebody there to difference here that they can hear that's listening to them and is interested in them. So I'm real excited about this. Keep praying for us. We, like everyone else, had cuts in our state dollars, 52%. We've also had Miss Debbie Sweeney, who's been with us about 7 years. She retired. She had to retire. She didn't want to. One of our peers, Donna Crawford, has gone to work full-time as a coach. So we're now down to 4 people. And we're going to keep going. Thank you. Thank you for the money. We have deposited it in the bank. And you will be hearing from us. We'll also give a financial report. You ever want to know anything, just call myself or Ms. Sheila, and we'll probably tell you more than you want to know. Thank you very much.
Thank y'all for what all y'all do.
Thank you.
Y'all, I'm going to keep fighting for it because y'all really lay down what you do with the funds, and y'all doing great things.
Yes.
I really shouldn't say this, but when I was in school, first day of school, they all took us in the auditorium, and they tell us if we was even around a fight, they were going to suspend us for 9 days.
Mm-hmm.
But I, on the farm, I never got in trouble for getting in a fight because Dad got free labor for 9 days on the farm. Yep. Let's see. Miss Kay here?
She's at a trade show.
Okay. Yeah. Miss Bailey?
We don't have anything. Your job is updating on all the projects unless y'all have any questions for us.
Well, they did with you on, I had that guy come look at those trees over there on that road.
I believe, Mr. John, let me know, he's trying to get another quote. Got one, trying to get another one, so that's, I'm not sure what those numbers are at this point in time.
We had one for $8,600 from John. I don't have the paperwork. John has it. John Green Bay came in today. We're trying to get 3 quotes.
Well, there was good. That, the gentleman that I carried around there showed the trees.
Yeah. That was his quote.
He throwed something else out there, but I told him we wasn't willing to do that. He said he'd do it for free as long as he got all the tree work of the county.
Mm-hmm.
But I said, no, we ain't going to do that. But, I mean, from $100,000 to $86,000 to $8,000, that's a pretty good difference, ain't it?
Yes, it is.
I don't think he's gonna beat that $8,600.
Gotta get a couple more though.
Well,
yeah, I know it.
Did they get the insurance and all that stuff that y'all need? Has that been sent over?
He has the insurance then.
That would have to be required.
I mean he's got all that. I was just making sure that all that's in order.
I haven't moved on any of it yet.
Okay, I got it.
If you want to go with the bid, then you can all have it.
Yep.
Yeah.
So we gotta get out for two more to give us a bid, and then we'll go from there.
Me and Jamie need to get in three throws that kind of money.
Okay. Good deal.
John?
I don't have anything
unless you have something.
Y'all got anything? No.
Thank you. Keep up the good work. And Cindy?
Hey.
Ain't nobody here performing
work. Just remind you too that the Lower Swanee are a nature festival. We'll be there in Lindau Park on March 8th. In the
I got one thing, Miss Cindy, and just don't take this the wrong way. If you will, can you start sitting on this side of the room? Because I want everybody to go to the podium. And as long as you sit over there, then I really can't press the other ones because if that makes sense.
I don't mind. As long as we can get this chair over there, we're doing good.
We will get that happen. We will make that happen. Yes, ma'am. Thank you very much.
We'll get you in the chair you need. No.
Anybody here from the Swanee Sewer and Water?
No.
I know Commissioner Hatch normally speaks on that. I did receive a resignation from Michelle Vincent. She don't normally send them to me, but...
We received
them. Okay. So basically she didn't give us 2 weeks. She said this is some of the stuff that's been going on down there where they... been having some hostile work environment, or at least that's what she says in her letter, that she resigned immediately. That was on 127. So I know Commissioner said last time they were looking at doing some advertising. I anticipate they'll be also having to advertise for that position. But I did want to be aware of that. We talked about that a while back with some of the issues that's going on down there. FYI.
Well, I hope they get everything working in a good working order. They don't need to be no conflict. It needs to be everybody helping each other.
So hopefully we can get that back smoothly running.
I think if we can maybe get managerial staff hired, that might help.
Yeah.
Come on, I'll put up
with that. Steve? Tim?
Calling late.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. We have one issue at the Horseshoe Runoff Pipe. The citizens are still tearing down storm damaged homes, and they are asking if they can extend the runoff pipe or have y'all issued a deadline where there can be no more dumping of the storm C&D.
I don't know. I'll have to check on that. But I thought that had done, it had done come and gone. I thought.
We have not been notified if there's been a deadline posted.
I think that's already come and gone.
The date we discussed in that last meeting was the time for FDOT to stop their pickup.
That was 2 days after that meeting.
So we haven't said anything about our local roll-off sites for people bringing their own debris. I know there's a couple companies because I stopped one yesterday that was dumping C&D on the sides of the road down in Rock Creek. And
he should be arrested.
Well, he spoke to the people that were picking up the C&D and they told him they were still picking up and to put it
there, but then I had some calls to DOT and talked to Hank Lambert and he told me to tell them to stop, so he's no longer doing it as of yesterday. And that truck did pick up what he put out there yesterday, but he's not picking up no more after that, and he will not put out any more.
He's good, yeah.
And I told him that he would see law enforcement.
Okay. If he picked it back up, he'd be good.
Y'all got some equipment problems out there?
We got a lot of equipment.
Yeah. I got that for you.
Instead of putting buying another knuckle boom to load those trucks, you could buy a really large excavator with a thumb and do that same job. and probably wouldn't ever wear it out because this is designed to dig and move heavy materials. You could actually buy one that the undercarriage is bad because it just sits on that hill and doesn't move. Instead of, I mean, with that log loader, you got all those moving parts, and it's just maintenance. Basically, all you're doing is picking that stuff up, smashing it, and setting it in that truck. I mean, that's just the idea I'd like y'all to look at, to think about.
Well, I'm picturing the help.
So the deadline for them dumping in the roll-off sites?
It's done gone.
I thought it was 2 days after we had that meeting with FDOT.
We could never advise when the deadline is. No more dumping in the roll-off sites.
Yep.
Thank you.
Deb did. Skip Hutch.
Stevie.
I ain't got nothing to
do. I do. I want to commend you on that road going up there to Mama's, and I think everybody needs to go up there and take a look at that. You couldn't even, two cars couldn't pass.
Yep.
Now you can go down through the three wide. You got a crown with ditches like it's supposed to be. It's going to be a lot less maintenance if we can get the rest of them in this county done like that. Your job, sir, is going to be a lot easier to do.
Thank you, sir.
And yes, y'all done fabulous, and that's the way they should look. That's the way they looked when I was a kid. And
yep.
You want to grade them every day.
Yep.
You done, y'all tell your man they done an excellent job, and everybody needs to go up and take a look at it. Thank you. We need to continue on. Yeah. I don't know about the rest of the guys, but I want every one in my area done that way.
Oh, yeah.
He worked on it.
Thank you, sir. Leon?
Yes.
So, there's nothing more houses that's going to be demoed. You know, we've identified multiple more in Suwannee that we've given their substantial damage letters to, and those will be, I mean, we got half a dozen more than this, but they're not.
I don't think we, I mean, we ain't got no problem taking it, but I think what needs to happen, it needs to come to the main facility out here instead of going to the small sites and making, when we got the double handle all that stuff and create the mess.
And that's what I told the man yesterday, if he was going to take it to a roll-off site, it needed to become weighed at the main roll-off site and he needed to pay his piece to dump it.
Yep. So, I'm just
saying
there's more of them because they were waiting for their substantial damage determination. And, speaking of that, we will have a updated catch-all date for the substantial damage recipients for Elevate Florida. We've met with every coastal community, and we've held meetings in every one of them. It'll be the week of the 18th, and we're narrowing down a day that's going to work. That portal should open up. We did get notification that Dixie County was the first county in the state of Florida to turn in their SDE reports. That sounds good, but a lot of people don't really understand what that means. It means that Dixie County residents are the first ones eligible to submit their paperwork for Elevate Florida. It's going to be an individual applicant. they have to do online. And I want as many people that can get their houses rebuilt or elevated to have that opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
And don't get me wrong, this has been an extra workload for us. You've never had this done before in the county on this anything like this. You have other counties trying to copy what we're doing right here, and I hope it works out very well for everybody. I have a stack of papers that big, and the next storm that floods, we won't have to worry about these structures. I think there's some hesitation from a few people that I personally had known that had houses down there that got damaged. I reached out to them and told them what the program was, and of course, they almost didn't believe it. And so you have to go and show them. And we've tried to do as much public outreach and explain this program as possible. And I'm sure there will always be somebody that they didn't know or they didn't know. That's what we're going to do. What we're paying for is to help everybody get prepared for that.
How many houses is right along that's right on the edge of the water?
No. These zones we can't do nothing with. You know, that's, and unfortunately, sir, you were one of those. Had you had the damage damage identified in Idalia, and you could have went on to a mitigation program. There might be some wiggle room there. But unfortunately, you and Mr. Osteen both fall into that situation together. I'm terribly sorry. Anything else for me? That's all I have.
I'm going to be pulling the permits, and I'm still going to rebuild. It may take me a long time, but I'm going to get it done somehow or another. You got a question for the floor? Will you please come to the podium? State your name for the record.
I just want to clarify. Sarah, did you say the week of the 18th they're going to come and reassess the houses that they might have missed?
No. We're going to host another meeting for anybody who wants to come and learn about and what they're doing.
So when does that come out, the ones that they missed, to reassess, to see on how the percentage of damage?
You can, they've all been done, but if there's one that they need to go and reassess or get interior footage of, they can send it. I'm going to go ahead and pull back out and do it.
Okay, so we'll hear from you. Okay, because we put our name down on the list to be assessed. Our house was never assessed.
Okay.
All right. Okay, thank you.
Yes. One more just update for the board. The LPA planning and zoning meeting next Thursday, it's the February 13th meeting. There's two meetings that day.
Right.
There's a normal 10 a.m. meeting that has a full agenda, and then there's a special meeting at 6 p.m. on the development project. If anybody has any questions about that, Leon, where's that meeting at on the 18th?
We're gonna
have it here in Cross City.
Yeah, we're going to. Our goal is to have it at the Trail Riders Club. We're nailing down the exact date where everybody can be there, most effective, and we're gonna post it out where everybody. We've been going to each coastal and been talking about it now for quite a while, but the portal is getting ready to open. And we want to have everybody to have a chance to submit for it.
And we'll be meeting with the state Monday, so we should have further updates as far as when they're going to open the portal.
And that's not just for the people on the coast. That could be people people out in the hammock and stuff that literally have trees go through their houses and roofs blowed off and all that kind of stuff, right?
We have to, there's a little bit extra documentation that we have to do there.
But it can be done.
It can be done. Now, you have to understand, when we started this project, we identified what properties we were going to inspect, and we drew, on the map, said we want to capture all these properties right here. Full disclosure, there's about 4,000 parcels that were inspected. We sent that scope of work over for Scott to put into the queue system for it. We also asked that the Cat Z part be separated back out for the building department as well. Just so everybody's aware of it. And I want to see the houses start to go up, be elevated up, and be safe in the next storm. So I hope that Dixon County has a good showing in the portal and a lot of people get help.
Mm-hmm. All right. Appreciate what you do. Keep your permits rolling. We need to get them back online because we need to get that tax money back. So y'all going to Tallahassee on some of that stuff?
No, actually, I think we're having a teleconference with the state on Monday with Bridget and Laura doing. As far as when the program might actually kick off, is for the application period. Oh, Scott, not with Seven Ashes. We've been working with Leon, damage assessments. And we did the outreaches. We had about 100 people show up in Suwannee. I think we had 50 show up in Gina. Thank you, Commissioners Hatch and Osteen, for showing up. That really helped instill trust. I mean, the program's not intuitive. people organize what needs to be done. And, you know, we've got Mr. Wright's office there, and they're actually issuing substantial damage determination letters on site and answering questions. So,
on the, who do I need to talk to about this V-zone? Because I got a pet peeve with that. Well, I'll put it to you like this. That house, the one that's closer to the water, it survived a lot of stuff that the other's interiors didn't, because you just get water going under it there. Everything inland's getting the debris in the water, and those get to, if you looked, it was worse as it went in. And I'm higher elevation than the one next to me, and he's in the good zone, but I'm higher than him. But,
right.
But I'm closer to the edge of the water, but there's no debris coming to me. You follow what I'm saying? It don't make...
I do. The goal is to get hazards out of the way when FEMA puts these... Now, we'll say everything that we talk about relates specifically to this program. In my experience over the last 25 years, when we have a storm of this magnitude, there's an additional block grant that comes about 18 or 24 months down the road to fill other unmet needs. So this isn't a one-size-fits-all recovery, but eventually there'll be...
And the other side of that coin is those homes that does not getting any help is actually the ones at the higher values that brought in the more tax revenues.
Yeah, it's still being straightened out. They have to start stuff somewhere for the recovery, but there will be additional monies. Florida is experts at mitigation and recoveries. There's a lot of money to go around, so I think there'll be additional programs that are in place.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Scotty?
Thank you, Mr. Scott.
Yep. There's Ben, Mr. Gale, you got anything?
No, I don't have anything today.
Thank you. Appreciate you being here.
Yes, ma'am.
Is Miss Holly here?
I don't have anything to tell in today.
Well, I appreciate you coming to the meeting. That way, if we did have something, you'd be here to be able to answer your questions as they come up. Thank you very much. Is Angie here?
She's not here.
Mr. County Manager?
All right. We have a pretty long list of things, so bear with me. All right. County Manager report for February 6, 2025. Action item. Need to request board approval to order 4 54-inch by 50-foot culverts for Highway 358, Old Highway 19, based on the Stormwater Task Force recommendation.
Got a motion by David, second by Jamie. Any discussion? All in favor? All opposed, same sign. Motion carries.
Request board approval to reallocate ARPA funds from the canal maintenance spring to the clerk co-file fund in the amount of $5,000 based on the Stormwater Task Force recommendation.
Motion by Daniel. Thank you, by David.
That wasn't me.
You didn't do it?
That wasn't me.
Motion by David.
Motion.
Second.
Thank you, by Jamie. Any discussion?
David was first.
Yeah. Yes.
Thank you.
All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. Motion carried. You muttered something over there.
Well, I normally do, but I do it so y'all can't hear.
Number three, request board approval to change the method of treatment from spraying to water dye for the canal for management control of the vegetation based on Stormwater Task Force recommendation.
Motion. Got a motion by Daniel. Thank you, by David. Any discussion? All in favor? All opposed, same sign. Motion carries.
Leon caught me on number four and gave me some information, so this is going to be a little bit of a change, not number five. Number four is going to move to an information item, so we're going to skip that one.
Okay.
Five is the one that I talked to Leon about, and I had to add some wording, but request board approval for research into the community rating system program to be able to move forward with it in the near future. What it does is it opens up grant opportunities for the Stormwater Task Force and other operations.
For the
research, right?
Research, yes, sir.
Right. Motion by David.
Second
by Jamie. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. Motion carried.
All right, number six, request board approval of the 3W011 Sheriff Evidence Building Time Extension from June 30th, 2025 to June 30th, 2026.
Motion.
Motion by Jamie.
Second.
Second by Daniel. Any discussion?
What that was a grant. We were coming up on the deadline, and it ain't quite to the point where we can be at that deadline, so we asked for an extension on it, and they granted it to us.
The reason why is because we're going for the appropriation to complete this job, because it'll be shovel-ready.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye. To combine the leftover money and we'll talk.
Number seven, request.
Hang on. We got all in favor. All opposed, same sign. Motion carries. Now we can move on.
Number seven, request board approval of the SHIP down payment assistance for Jeffrey Bass II in the amount of $20,000, and I've
no relation to me.
Motion
by Jamie. Second by Daniel. Any discussion? All in favor?
Number eight, request.
All opposed, same sign. Motion carries.
Had too much caffeine this morning.
Number eight, request board approval of the ship down.
I'm payment. Just slow.
Of the ship down payment assistance for Vincent Cowley in the amount of $25,000.
Opposed. Got a motion by David.
Second.
Second by Jamie. Any discussion? All in favor?
Yeah.
All opposed, same sign. Motion carried.
Number nine, request board approval of the repair reimbursement for Shirley Davis in the amount of $12,400.
Motion. Motion by Daniel.
No,
second by David. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. Motion carried.
Number 10, request board approval for the repair reimbursement for Natisha Chapman in the amount of $14,500.
Awesome.
Motion by David.
Second.
Second by Jamie. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. Motion carries.
Number 11, request board approval for another way to hold a candlelight vigil on April 30th, 2025 from 6 o'clock p.m. to 8 p.m. on the courthouse steps.
Motion by David.
Second.
Second by Jamie. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. Motion carries.
Requesting the board a decision on a meeting date in February for the board to meet with Horseshoe Beach Town Council at Town Hall. The dates that are available are as follows: February the 10th, the 11th, the 12th, the 17th, the 18th, the 24th, or the 25th, all at 6 p.m., whichever day y'all choose.
Motion on that?
Got a motion by Daniel.
I think I'll need to pick a date.
We just got to pick a day.
A day and then motion?
It's got to be the 18th or later for advertising purposes.
Well, there you go. That helps cut it
make
down.
Make the motion at 10.
Can't do it on 15.
It's got to be 18th or later.
Motion, Daniel.
17th.
No, I didn't have one. Hold on. We got to pick a date.
Hang on. I got to see.
Hold David on. Just went for the 10th.
Oh, we can't do the 10th.
It's
got to be the 18th or beyond that.
18th is Tuesday.
Just hang on.
Mate. We do have a board meeting on the 20th.
That's what I'm trying to look at.
Sorry. That's not one of the dates.
We don't have a board meeting on any of the dates.
No,
I've
the
24th.
I'm motion
24. Got a motion by David.
I'm going to second that on the 24th. I like a Monday.
I'm good. 24th
it is.
You seconded it? Is that what you're doing?
Thank y'all.
I did.
Would you second
it? Yes, sir, for 24.
And I
okay. Motion second in discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. Motion carried.
All right.
Number 13, request board approval for Mr. John Jenkins, the county manager, to negotiate the price of the lease for the cell tower that they want to put in place at Waldo Park.
Motion.
We got a motion by David, second by Daniel. Any discussion? All in favor?
All
opposed, same sign. Motion carried.
Number 14, request board approval of the revised annual certified budget for Archtron Control mosquito spray.
Motion by David.
Second.
Second by Jamie. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. Motion carried.
Number 15, request board approval of the D0304 Northeast 241st Street Widening Engineering Design Grant Agreement in the amount of $300,000.
Motion.
Got a motion by David.
Second.
Second by Jamie. Any discussion? All in favor?
Uh-huh.
All opposed, same sign. Motion carried.
Number 16, request board approval of the Locklear task work order for the administration of the D0304 Northeast 241st Street Widening Engineering Design Grant Agreement in the amount of $15,000.
I did
what you did yesterday. 16, request board approval of the Locklear TWO for the D0304 Northeast 241st Street Widening Engineering Design Grant Agreement in the amount of $285,000.
Motion by David.
Second.
Second by Jamie. Any discussion? All in favor?
Uh-huh.
All opposed, same sign. Motion carried.
Doubled up on 17. Request board approval of the Liberty Partners TWO for the administration of the D0304 241st Street Widening Engineering Design Grant Agreement in the amount of $15,000.
Motion.
Got a motion by Jamie.
Second.
Second by Daniel. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. Motion carried.
Number 18, request for approval to seek a loan from finance. This is what I called y'all on yesterday. So I have some other ideas put on the report. Request board approval to seek a loan from a financial institution with the best interest rate for the purchase of a knuckle boom loader for $298,005 and a packer truck for $369,160 for solid waste department. The total amount of it will be $667,165.
And this is for brand new stuff.
Brand new stuff.
Brand new equipment.
We've been talking about this for 2 years. I'll make the motion.
Second.
I'm going to pass that guy.
Yeah,
got a motion for a second.
You ain't got to pass it now. I made the motion. He made the second. Now some discussion.
Well, we got some discussion to do. Well, instead of buying new equipment, I still say the county's going to save money by putting a Trico up there instead of a knuckle boom loader on top of that hill.
Is this here? I hear what Mr. Tim says he needs.
Yes, sir.
Then that's what I'm going to go with.
Yes, sir.
He does a damn good job of running this. If that's what he needs to make it happen, that's what he's going
to
get.
Well, I talked to him. He said he would go either way with the Traco or the other thing.
Yeah.
Is the Traco brand new?
I already got one to talk.
Do you have a...
That's just my opinion. We need the knuckle boom loader. Because the one we got out here is on a wing and a fret. It barely got enough power to pick up a mattress. I'm just being straight and honest. We need.
I'm not saying not getting y'all something to work with. I'm just saying if you got an excavator with a thumb that picks that stuff up, rather than a knuckle boom, you're never going to wear it out because it's designed to dig rock, move heavy stuff. You're going to be moving fluff and putting it in.
Will that? I know what you're talking about. Will that head swivel?
No.
The knuckle boom loader is designed to
swivel.
Swivel.
But it would be more logical to buy a brand new knuckle boom loader.
Period.
My opinion.
Mm-hmm. So I got a note that I wrote after talking with all them about this, so I'll just read this to you. I don't generally read my notes. Solid Waste Department has funds and machinery and equipment in the budget, but we do not need to deplete that fund due to the issues that arise throughout the year from research. Loan will pay for the equipment and will make the payments, just like we have on this last equipment that we paid off in July. I'd like to do it this way because I was preparing this information for y'all yesterday and getting it together, and Mr. Carter come in and told me that we failed inspection on our weight scale again. So right now we're losing money on weighing trash that's coming in, and we need to replace that scale. We can replace that scale out of budget because it's going to be somewhere around $150,000 to $200,000, and we have that in that budget. But had we have spent this money for these pieces of equipment out of that budget, we wouldn't have the money to be able to buy this scale to continue to operate our trash. I'm waiting on a quote for that scale replacement, but from my research online, 200 is about the top, and that's for like a state-of-the-art system. So I don't think we need to go that in depth. I don't think we're looking at somewhere around $98,000 to $125,000. That scale that's out there is 50-plus years old. It come from the Continental Turpentine plant.
Well, we got the money's worth out of it.
We also have
take it out there and put it up for people to look at.
We also have a
put it on just seven
on-site compactor that we're trying to get placed at the 55A roll-off site that y'all agreed to. And from talking with them, it's going to be somewhere around the 30,000 to 50,000 range once everything's completed on electricity and all. We need the funds in that budget to be able to get that accomplished too.
So what I'm hearing is that Commissioner Chairman Stevenson's not opposed to purchasing equipment. He's
not opposed to purchasing. We're going to have to borrow the money. We have no money. We're operating by the squeak of our teeth right now.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to be proposing on this, all these small sites, some of them close them down and chain link them in like the other counties are doing and put a gate where you walk through with the hand garbage and just put that garbage and everything else comes to that main facility. All of your debris where you're not hauling that equipment back and forth and trying to burn. We got enough land out there to put that in one location, and there's a company, once we get so much there, they'll come and grind it for free, and we won't even have to burn it. We got to do innovative ways to make up for what we've lost. I'm trying to look down the road.
Right. But
we go buy all this new equipment, but somebody got to make the payment.
This right here.
You go get them accounts.
Right here is 2 weeks down the road. We were fixing to be in trouble. Is what I was told, and I believe the man that told me that. This is 2 weeks. You're talking about years now. We're talking about now.
I'm talking about financially right now. We're running by our teeth.
That's right. I went through the financials, and we have money in their machinery and equipment, but it's just like trying to make it through your personal life with your checkbook. If you need to go buy a pickup truck, you don't spend all your money in your account to go buy it. You take a loan so you continue to operate.
But you also got to have a budget to figure out how you're going to pay for that loan.
We have the ability to pay for this loan.
And with new equipment, you got the warranty on it.
Yep.
And how long has it been since they've had some new equipment? They've been
wild
stuff for years. If that tractor goes down right now as we speak,
we're done.
The garbage ain't getting hauled. And it's our responsibility to collect that garbage and get it gone.
So the original price on this knuckle boom would have been about $320,000, but this was a demo unit, has 100 hours on it, and they cut us a break on it down to $271.
I know ever since I've been sitting on this board, it's been a nightmare out there with that knuckle boom and all that. It breaks down all the time.
Well, the rate that equipment is going, we're working with equipment that's 25 years old. It's becoming a burden.
Yeah.
To try to keep the maintenance and repair up on it. Me and Roy looked at the maintenance and repair. We done and depleted 35% of $135,000 in maintenance and repair on equipment. And that's in a 4 month period.
It's going to cost us more to maintain this old equipment than it would be to have something that.
I agree with that 100%.
I'm not saying not get new equipment. I'm just saying get equipment that you're not going to have to replace. It's not going to cost as much as that knuckle boom loader. Knuckle boom loaders are designed to load logs.
Ooh. Jody, have you seen one, or do we know of anybody locally that's using a knuckle boom?
They bring the garbage up there and dump it here.
Right.
That, he's picking it up. That traco spins around 360 degrees. He picked it up, swing right around, and put it right in the truck.
The knuckle boom spins 360.
Yeah, but that, what? Y'all having all the trouble with all them hoses spinning that head back and forth for them to pick a log up to spin it and set it on that tray.
You're looking at a piece of equipment that's probably got over 20,000
hours
on it.
How many times do I call y'all during the week?
Here's all I'm saying, son. That Traco designed to move hundreds of thousands of pounds of material. Strong.
Well, that garbage bucket designed on that knuckle.
That is not. It's not designed. You can't wear that other machine out because you're not going. It's not going to work. It's going to be working at an idle speed.
How many times a week I call y'all to come out there and empty stuff up me and you can't? I got to sit there and wait because something broke down. All these
times a week.
So do they make...
One road-off truck will be down, so we'll be down to one road-off truck trying to run the whole county.
Yep.
I think Miss Brenda's got something to say.
Yep.
Just that,
Can we make it happen? Can we...
Yeah, Roy and I have talked about it. I mean, we know that we're going to have to finance this equipment. We don't need to just spend the cash money that we have. We don't know what the future holds. It's better for us to do a loan because we can do that annually.
Exactly.
So we can prepare for that.
Yes.
Just like we make all of our own loans. We don't make them monthly. We do them annually with our local banks or, you know, whatever. So that does work out best for us because we are, you know, we do have to manage our money carefully, but we do need to save the cash flow in case of emergency. So, Mr. Chairman, when you're asking about the excavator, are you saying that in place of both of those pieces of equipment?
Just replacing one.
Okay. I was just wondering.
In all reality, in my mind, I'll go ahead and throw this out. It's probably all going to get some of them talking. The county needs to go to buying the rock instead of processing it. We're running out of place to move it, dig up there. All the other counties, they said that Gilchrist was still mining. They haven't mined in 9 years. It's cheaper to buy it than it is to mine it. We've got two excavators on hand. We go to buying the rock, we can put those people to work somewhere else in the county, take one of the excavators that we don't need at the rock pit no more, and put it at his roll-off site, and we ain't got to go find that something else.
But, does that excavator, that head swivel?
The head ain't got to swivel, Jake.
When you stick it down in that truck, you're going to bust the sides out of that semi.
No. An excavator, here's your semi, sitting this way. Excavator sitting here.
How many boats does it take to push this
here,
through?
Right?
How many do we got?
Keep it up like this.
Hey, we got stuff to do. Where are we at here?
I think the ones that
are
working.
See, well, you truck here, the excavator, you pick it here, you come right around, it's already that bucket fixed, it's in the direction you want it. You have more control than that knuckle boom, because that knuckle boom is doing like this, and they're moving it, swinging around, just whipping in the air. Yes, sir.
One question, Mr. Chairman. You've got motion by Mr. Story, second by Mr. Woods.
We're in discussion mode still.
I know, you're definitely discussing way beyond what the economics of it. It sounds like that was the question. And that's what you're voting on. But if you're going into details, that's great. I love it. Long story, but I just want to remind you.
Don't y'all's healed concrete, right?
That's correct.
Paved.
Paved.
Can't run a trap machine on that. No, you
can't run a trap machine on that. You're third on the hill.
When can we get the track machine from the rock pit?
They, you ever heard of mat? Put out wood boards and drive it on it? Anyway, y'all do whatever you want to do. I mean, I'm just trying to financially, on my end, longevity and the whole deal.
I think we got.
TV, what you think? You run equipment. What do you think about that?
I think so. Track machine, you're going to need a pretty good. I think it's going to be heavy for that concrete. And we just repaired that concrete a year ago.
Mm-hmm. But you put in wood mats down there and park it on top of it, that car, it ain't going to have no...
You're right.
Huh? And 9 times out of 10, when you park that machine, it don't move. It sits right there.
You ain't got to work. That's an hour
was 67,000, I think.
That one. With the changed out trash head, it's 298, but that's
the machine itself's only 271.
We bought a brand new John Deere 350 when Miss Jackson was here, and it was 280, 270. I don't know if that's
close. On your experience with equipment, Stevie, on loading that fluff is what I'm calling that light material. You wouldn't never wear that machine up. It's just going to serve as an item. Going to save fuel, maintenance. All right, any more discussion?
Okay, I have a question. How soon do you have to order this new equipment?
It's ready to go now.
Okay, but do you have to have it now?
Yes, yes, ma'am.
Yes, we do.
We absolutely do.
You wait a month.
No, ma'am, we cannot.
If we
if our other Packer truck goes down, we'll be out of the trash business and everybody will have trash sitting around until we can get back in the business.
Not technically, you're not. You can do just like Steve did when his machine went down. We'll go rent one for a couple of weeks.
But then you got the expensive
rent. About $5,000 a month for that.
Or we could move one over to Traco for rock pit up for temporary to get figured out.
We could listen to
y'all. Don't mean any more discussion.
Information that I researched.
Yeah, exactly.
But to my understanding, the machine's running. It ain't broke right this second. It's been gonna break forever. And the main thing we got to get the scale fixed. But they've got any more discussion?
No.
Got a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
I'm opposed, and I can't vote anyway. Motion carried. Next.
Is that Mr. Tim? Yeah, for Moody's items. Now the first one is we're going to be putting in a PW with Scott for the 58 miles of canal clean out that the Stormwater Task Force has already finished. They're moving on to phase two. This is part of phase one. They can't backtrack. They have the money to do phase two, so we're going to be requesting funding from FEMA to come and clean out that storm debris that's in there in the canal that's already finished. Number two now, I'd like to recognize Scotty Pendler, he's the IT director, for being a wonderful resource of information while attending the FAC FAC Tech Summit Conference. They called us and told us that he was able to answer and help them with IT security and certain questions and was a wealth of knowledge, and they were grateful that he was there for that. Reminder, county offices will be closed Monday, February the 17th, 2025, in observance of President's Day. And also a reminder, the Cross City Crossroads Festival is this year on April 5th, 2025, from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m., located at the Cross City City Hall.
Okay, let's have it.
The clerk's office will be open on February the 17th.
You'll be open on the 17th? Okay.
I'll be at work too, Miss Bobby.
Damn.
I will be too.
I will be too. Yeah.
What we got here?
We got one more.
We got two. We got. Miss Barbara, you got anything?
Tana.
I got. He don't talk too long.
I'm gonna try to keep it short, Commissioner. Got an email inquiry on property that we have a code enforcement case against. This is a case. I brought it to y'all here a while back. It had went through a foreclosure. This property burnt. We had a code enforcement case on it. It burnt. The property owners basically moved on. The bank has went back in. They've cleaned up. They've done everything on that. And now they're wanting to move forward. And they reached out wanting to know what we would do as far as lifting this code enforcement lien. My recommendation on this is, being they have cleaned up the problem, it's not the original owners, is if the board would basically give me permission to forgive this, lift that code enforcement lien, and let them move forward with selling this and getting it back, hopefully in the hands of someone who will put a home there and
go pay back
taxes.
Make
some taxes back.
Who cleaned
it up? How much is it?
The bank had to go in and clean it up because it was, when they repoed it, they had to. This is the case I've been talking to y'all about that we've
tracked. So it's to the county.
No counts to the county. The bank, they had to get a special order even from the magistrate or from the judge to actually be able to go in there and clean up the property and everything, because of course the property owners, when it burnt, this was one that I wish Steve was here. He could probably identify it better for y'all, but I think it's right here, fairly close.
Have you talked to Steve about it?
Steve is aware of this. This is some of that old code enforcement stuff that we had prior to get filed this back, you know, this enforcement and everything on it. Even if we wanted to collect, we have to go back through and do some more legal work on this.
More cost.
So, like I say, the bank has put its bill on cleaning this property up and getting it ready to move forward.
My understanding, I mean, like, I wish Steve was here, but what it is that the threshold, if they sell the property, they're going to have to pay the county off just like they did on the last one, and they're wanting to avoid that.
Yeah, they would.
Because it ain't, we got to do more paperwork. If they sell it, our lien has got to be cleared up when they sell that property.
The lien will have to be cleared.
Correct.
How much is that lien?
The property. It looks nice.
Yeah, how much does the county have in it?
How much is it?
Well, what we're asking for is, of course, not what we actually have manpower in it. That's where it's been fined continually because they didn't clean it up. This is on those old property owners. So our manpower hour, of course, will be a little bit different because that's been ticking.
I'm not so much concerned about that, but every time Mr. Lander comes over here, we pay him a considerable sum to sit to be the magistrate over that. Is that correct?
Yes. And I think he gets
and I could be wrong, I'd have to look at it, but I think it's about $600.
I would say we need to get, like, Steve should be here in this discussion, in my opinion. I wish he hadn't left.
He's not far, he'd be called back.
What you think, Jamie?
I agree. Get him back here so he can, so we can answer this.
I apologize, y'all. I did not research every bit of this. I would say this has been an older case, hanging out for a while.
Okay.
Of course, I anticipated there would not be a lot of money initially on this because it was a burnt property and it was in pretty bad repair. But they have cleaned it up now.
That's right across from Lisa and Kevin's house.
And Darren Brown. Mom and Daddy.
And we need to
go. Oh, yeah, that. Okay.
That's the road. Ooh. Right across from Kevin. It looks good now. All of it's sold right now. Where
that place looked
house.
Worse than our roll-off spot did.
It looked bad. My understanding.
And how much do you think we got money, we got tied up in it, of the county's money? Just, I know you can't.
If we knew.
I saw prior to, Steve would have to go out at least two or three times to let you know get him, because he has to give
him
notice and then he has to go
by. How much does he get every time? $1,000 or something?
I can't remember exactly what he was getting, but he would have had to sit on it and make a ruling.
He really didn't move.
He probably got $2,000 easy.
That's right.
Probably $3,000
or
$4,000.
So we got probably about $5,000.
I would say we probably got somewhere around in that. That's a rough ideal. I know that the violation is still ticking daily, and you know it's an astronomical number.
Well, I'm gonna say, without getting feedback, I don't want to lose none of their money.
Right.
So we get their money back. When I say there is the county's money back that we got in it. So if we've done spent $2,000 or $5,000, as long as they can give us that money back,
we'll let it roll.
Let the rest of it go.
I'm a grip.
You know, and I've got no problem approaching them about that, but I needed some direction from y'all as far as how we wish to proceed, because this one is a little bit different than, you know, our average total because of the way it's transpired. They have had to go through the expense of foreclosure. They've had to go through the, you know, expense of cleaning up all that debris and, you know, paying for all of that, because, of course.
And it was a bunch. It was a pile.
They did do quite a good job.
Well, like I said, I mean, I know they went through hell, but the taxpayers
right.
has too.
That's right.
And I got no problem. If you want to move to Miss Barbie and we'll wait on Steve and I'll bring this back up, we can.
I don't have anything.
About that. Oh, yeah. Hold on a minute. We do have one more thing. We'll come back to that. We received a request for the board to enter into a proclamation declaring Hazardous Material Awareness Week of February the 24th through March the 2nd. Whereas the use of materials is essential to citizens, businesses, and industries in the local government to maintain economic stability and the public health, and whereas Dixie County recognizes the importance of protecting our community from both accidental and deliberate releases of hazardous materials, and whereas it is essential to increase community preparedness so that both public sector and private sector employees know how to safely protect themselves and those from whom they are responsible during an incidental or deliberate release of hazardous materials. And whereas Dixie County representatives participate on the North Central Florida Local Emergency Planning whereas the North Florida Local Planning Emergency Planning Committee offers free hazardous materials emergency response training for firefighters, emergency medical,
law enforcement, and other public safety personnel, as well as free shelter in place.
Train the trainer classes for community groups, businesses, schools, and the general public
as a means to increase safety in the event of a release, and where our citizens need to know that emergency responders, emergency management, all levels of government, schools, and businesses are working together to ensure that our community is accidental and deliberative releases of hazardous material. Now, therefore, be it resolved by the Board of County Commissioners of Dixie County, Florida, that February 24, 2025 through March 2nd of 2025 is hereby proclaimed Hazardous Material Awareness Week in Dixie County, passed and duly adopted by the Board of County Commissioners of Dixie County, Florida, in a regular session on this day of, and of course, that's if you gentlemen would like to actually pass this proclamation.
I make a motion.
Got a motion by Jamie.
Second.
Take it by Daniel. Any discussion? All in favor? All opposed, same sign. Motion carries.
All right, gentlemen, we'll have that for you to sign at the end of the meeting. Thank you, sir. Other than that, and we can...
Here we go, right here.
Back. We have a meeting. We're trying to get this.
Sorry. There is another resolution, too. When we come back, we'll have one more thing.
You want to wipe it clean, but I know the county's got quite a bit of money in this. What is your take on it?
What is it?
That Floyd property, the burnt property that went through foreclosure.
Right. Well, I mean, the property did get cleaned up. It was burned down. We took it to court. It sat there. It accumulated a lot of fines, but we didn't put no money really into it other than taking it to court. So,
do we got any money involved in Mr. Lander? Have we, did the county?
Well, no, I mean, that's what I said. We got the court cost in there.
Okay.
The cost of it'd be probably roughly around $1,000.
Let them pay that and let's roll with it.
I think so.
Yeah, I mean,
good
well,
that.
I'm good.
Because he charges us for the court date, but he also charges us for his opinion and all that. And I think it's, what was it, $275 an hour or something like that we were paying him?
I don't remember exactly, but I was thinking it was something.
And it's usually at least an hour or so for the decision, and then 30 minutes or so.
How many hours you got in it?
Miss Jana.
I say we rounded up to 1500 just for...
Miss Jana.
There you go. I'm with Miss Barbara.
I make the motion to get our money back. Miss Barbara said round it up to 1500.
Second
that.
Motion with a second?
Be done with it.
I mean, the biggest thing is we didn't have to go clean that mess up after it burnt, so
exactly.
that was good for us.
Right, but then you just losing money on it, though, either.
At that time, we were going to have to clean it.
And the citizens around that...
Love it.
They are happy, and I'm good with it.
Thank you for coming.
Good. Oh, no problem.
Thank you.
We had a meeting.
Thank you. We got a motion with a second. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. Motion carried.
Who was the first and second?
Jamie.
Jamie made the motion. Daniel seconded it.
Thank you. And thank you, gentlemen. I appreciate that. I will get that. I think that will resolve that issue for us.
There is another resolution that was sent to us by Ms. Michelle Cannon. Resolution of the Dixie County Board of County Commissioners from the office of Michelle A. Cannon, Dixie County Tax Collector. Pursuant to Florida Statute Chapter 145.022, Michelle S. Cannon, Tax Collector, hereby affirms that she will submit to the Board of County Commissioners all commissions and fees collected by the office of the Tax Collector as required by Florida Statute 197.087. and that she shall operate said office as a budget constitutional officer. The Board of County Commissioners shall budget and appropriate a salary to the tax collector in the amount specified in the Florida Statute Chapter 145.11, signed Michelle F. Cannon, Tax Collector, on 1/21 of 25. She is asking that this be moved on and signed by the chair. And basically, this is dealing with the tax collections that she does. And I also want to give you all an update on the non ad valorem. I did tell you I'm going to keep it long, but I failed on my mission.
So is she asking for more money, or?
Now, she is taxed with the collection of her taxes and from what I've gathered from this, she did not talk to me personally about this. I don't know if she talked to county manager or not?
Her salary is paid by the state, but all the employees in that office is paid by the county, correct?
And it's mandated what we have to pay her.
Yeah.
She's talking to the office, can't mess with that, but I mean, all the employees comes out of...
She is collecting the fees and all on our behalf, on our taxes.
Mm-hmm.
So all of that, she has to prepare these rolls, our tax rolls and stuff like that. She's also tasked with all of that. She will also be handling, or does handle, all non-ad valorem taxes.
Mm-hmm.
That's our fire, mosquito, garbage. And if we pass the RV one,
yes,
it'll be our RV.
And she'll have to take care of all of that.
Right. Now, we do have some independent people who we contract with. I think it's Assure.
It's
Assure.
Accenture. It was GSG, then it was Answer, now it's Accenture.
But anyway, they're the one that prepare these notices to our citizens on the ad valorem tax and the rate increases and all that that we bring before y'all every year. All of that still tracks through Ms. Cannon's office.
So we'll be doing away with them people.
No, they will still be doing that.
Because they do all the mail outs for us. There's about a little over 700 mail outs that have to be done.
Sounds like to me she's got more workload than what she can pay her people can do. And she needs more money to either give overtime or hire somebody else or something.
No, sir. Ms. Taylor, would you read that first part of it so they'll understand it better?
She says she's hereby affirming that she will submit to the Board of Commissioners or to all commissions and fees collected by the office as required by statute. And I'm editing here.
So basically, she's just reaffirming what she's been doing already.
I'll
make a motion to accept it.
A motion, second by David, any discussion? All in favor? All opposed, same sign. Motion carried.
Now, gentlemen, I wanted to talk about the RV special exception going under 9 ad valorem. We need to move forward on getting that started. I have talked with Ms. Cannon. She is willing, of course, to collect the fees as you would expect. That we do have to enter into an agreement with her according to the statute, so I've talked to her about that and her making of that. The only hiccup we're going to have, according to statute, this has to be done by January 1 or by March 1, and it has to be advertised for 4 weeks. That's the hiccup. There's not 4 weeks between now and then.
So we got to wait another whole year.
How long have we been working on trying to get this done?
We just talked about that right at the end of the year. And
I thought it had come up prior to that.
Not adding it as an envelope. We have talked about collecting the fees. We've been trying to deal with that.
I make a motion. Let's get started today. And
that's what I would like to do is to bring that back before y'all. We'll have to get an agreement that Ms. Cannon will agree to draft it up. Me and her will work on that. We have talked about it. At that point, once we have the agreement, we'll also need to do notice out to all of our citizens. Being it's an initial notice that we're going to be collecting that, we will be required to do both mail out and publication. I would like to reach out to the insurance group. I'm butchering their name. I'm sorry. Whichever group this is that we have been dealing with, because they have all the addresses and a lot of access to our system, and it will save y'all money, them doing the mail out versus our county staff or myself doing it, just because of the manpower involved. Because it's going to be pretty extensive as far as we've got to get a assessment roll developed that has to be brought forth. Roughly according to what records we have, we believe there is greater than 700 RV out there, special exceptions. So at $300, that's just for the special exceptions.
We've got to figure out what Michelle's going to charge us for doing that and what some other people's going to charge, because at the end of the day, if the county ain't making no extra money on it,
you will pay the arrears, but you'll pay the company first
There's actually more on that list that haven't been added.
But a rough guesstimate on kind of a in between that 700-800 mark, you're looking at about $300,000 in income.
And of course, before we could actually hire them, we would have to bring it back through, and most likely.
We got a motion for Jamie to get started in this process, to get it moving forward. We got a second.
Second.
Got a second by Daniel. Any more discussion? All in favor? All opposed, same sign. Motion carries.
And that will conclude my business, sir.
Thank you. Ms. Barbie?
I don't have anything. Brenda, do you have anything? Good.
How are we looking? Are we holding our own? Are we gaining no ground? What we still maintaining? Or?
We're maintaining.
We are working on preparing for the audit, so that will start week after next. And we'll be in finance starting on our audit. So we work every week with our consultant, just kind of making sure everything is in line, and hopefully. We have expressed our concern that we want it done by June 30th. No exception, so we're hoping that.
Well, I think we're going to be all right for this year, but next year coming is going to be the hurdle. Anybody from the public?
Skipping y'all.
Commissioners.
Skipping who? I'm going to go to him, then I'm going to come back to y'all.
I'll wait.
Commissioner items. Daniel?
I got approached by Dixie Bear Softball wanting us to re-up our banner. Can we do that?
Yes.
Can we able to do that?
Yeah.
You got a motion by David. Second by Daniel.
I have not.
All favor.
Go ahead.
We take that out of that count that we got.
Yeah.
And I guess we could do the baseball team.
Baseball team. Do both of them. This will renew both our banners. I think it's like, what, $150,
$200?
Well, since
it's $175 now. Yeah, since they're re-ups, they're not $250. It's two, yeah, they're $150 for the softball girls. Anyway. Stevie, good job, man. Got my rumble strips down. And thank you for moving quickly Monday morning. I know I didn't give you a lot of time on that, but you made it happen, and I appreciate it.
Thank you.
I'm good. That was it.
David?
Yes. Miss Barbie, I just want to reach out to you. I know you're having a few trying times right now. I just want to let you know my heart goes up to you. If you need anything, you call me.
Thank you.
I'm sure this boy and everybody is the same way.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you. If you need anything. Mr. John. I know in years past you and Mr. Gregg has worked on trying to get us an urgent care or something here. If we can, we're a small place, but maybe we could reach out and try to do something a little smaller, like on the weekends, like on Saturday, Sunday, maybe have a walk-in care. Because I was sick bad a couple of weeks ago, and I went to one where I just stopped in one. And I went in there 30 minutes. And it works. It keeps our system alive in the Lake City or wherever.
I think we got some stuff in the work truck now to make that happen.
Well,
EMS,
I'll make a few phone
calls.
Good deal.
But anyway, and yesterday I was up in Perry at our favorite donut hole place.
You didn't.
And I tried. I got.
Okay.
What was it, 4 or 5 years ago, I tried to get the other owners to come down here and have a little setup on the weekends down here. I found out yesterday that they got new owners there. So I gave them my number, so I told them they need to annex us a little place here. So. I know, I told them that. So what I'm asking, everybody that... I know we've been going to Tallahassee a lot of times. We stop there. Y'all go in there and do some begging with me.
We need them. People love them.
Only don't.
I try to stay away from them. I don't want to find my fat butt no more.
Anyway, that's all I have in the huts.
That citizen called me before I walked in here, and he wanted to personally thank you for what you done yesterday. Maybe that's true.
They've been hard at it this week.
Yeah.
Thank y'all.
Yep. Hutch.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, and to all your guys. Every time I call you, you ride on it. Tim ain't here. I'm going to thank Tim. For working with that old raggedy stuff.
Yeah.
And a lot of people don't realize we got a young lady on that back row that's sitting right beside Mr. Hutch that probably knows more about equipment because she's probably bought a lot of it. And knows a lot about the knuckle boom loaders, how they last, and ins and outs and all that stuff. So.
Just buy it.
Just buy it.
I know what I go through at work, and they're trying to help me, and they broke down. It puts me behind, too. It's horrendous.
That's it.
Steve, like, I appreciate you on that road. On the rock pit, I know that they said that we could put the crusher on the other end. What was the wound up, the deal on that?
I called them this week, Monday, and they would not give me an answer. They still doing research on it. But I can't understand why they can keep us from moving the dump. Now, I can see the DEP had something to do with it. I don't think MSHA can stop us from moving.
From my understanding, the permit for that is at that end of the rock pit, and it would have to be re-permitted for it to be
at the other end, so that's what you're researching into.
Before, if it's permitted at that one end,
that's where it's
before
at.
You drop that permit, you better make sure you got the other one signed in hand, because if you ever lose that one, I know what's going to happen.
What's your thoughts on us buying rock and getting out of the crushing, the mining business?
Well, that crusher, about how it wore out. And it's going to cost $300,000.
That would say it broke down more than it runs. And we're running out of places to dig. And all the other counties has already quit a long time ago because it's more economical to buy it than to dig it. I'd like for you to try to get some numbers, find out where Gilchrist is buying theirs, whatever, let's just see what they're paying per ton. What do you think?
Yeah, it's definitely worth looking at. I agree with that.
Gather some numbers and see what the cost comparisons are.
Yeah.
Well, all the other counties didn't quit because they was,
I know I talked to Bobby Crosby in Gilchrist County about it, but I got to do some cost comparisons on what it costs, what we're paying to keep the machines running and all that before we can really.
Not only that, you're going to have a better control of your accountability because you're going to have so many loads in and so many loads back out. You're going to be accountable.
I'm not even allowed to get out of the truck.
Other thing, there was one of them hoes got a thumb on it, Stevie. A thumb.
We have not got no hose
on. How heavy one can y'all haul?
We haul, this week I hauled 100,000 pounds.
I got one that weighs about 69,000 pounds with a thumb. I'd like for you to haul it out there and let Tim run it for a day. Okay. That knuckle boom rider, it's the reason they beat the trucks is that heads are swinging like that when they're going around because it's on that ball. It ain't in a fixed position. Anyway.
And that thing's about 25 years old.
It's just a swinging. You can't stop it from swinging. And when they get by the truck up there, it's a bam, 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 bam.
Beam off of it.
Well, that Draco, it stays solid in a fixed position. Because they're having to pull. Redirect. They're having to pull tarps over the trucks again because that thing, that big long pipe that goes inside it, that they had that rolled it up and down. They keep tearing them off the trucks. That's all I got. I appreciate everybody. Everybody needs to be mindful that we're going to have some challenging times out on the road. We need to pull on that belt, try to get it another notch if we can. All right, sir, go ahead.
J.D. Nobles, Horseshoe Beach. My update questions will go to Mr. Locklear over there. So I was just curious, after our last phone conference meeting, have we submitted the permitting documents for the dredging project?
We got all the signatures from Chief Garner this morning, and our goal is to submit it tomorrow.
Okay, so it's fixing to be submitted, and we've tried Horseshoe, and we've tried to reach out to congressmen, and we're going to try to push it through, narrow that six-month window down as much as pressure as we can. If any of you guys want to help pressure that, we just need DEP thinking, or the environmental, yeah, so they're thinking of probably about a six-month approval process, but we might get it down to 90 days with a little bit of pushing. So any help with that? And I guess that's it. So just wanted to make – oh, no, there was – I knew there was something else. The intermediate survey, resurvey, is that underway yet?
We went out and grabbed some of the key spots that you've identified for us, and we incorporated that into the design. There were, I think, four or five spots, if I recall, that you identified.
Yeah.
We surveyed all those cross-sectionally just to get
okay. I just had never seen nobody on
survey.
Well,
it was just for that one.
Yeah, we did it. And did it show any additional
fill?
But it showed some additional fill in the spot checks from Idalia, which was approved for how much more Helene put in there on top of it. So did it adjust the yardage?
It did, but that comes out of a separate pot of money, so we've got to kind of track that separately.
Yeah.
But it wasn't a massive amount, but it was a decent amount.
And Scott's handling that on his end with Poplin?
Yep.
Okay.
You got it.
Thank y'all.
I got something for you, sir. I hit the EPA with it up there at North Florida Economic Council, something y'all need to be thinking about, and we need to try to figure out what we can do. All that debris and oil cans and oil and all that stuff that's out in them woods that nobody's going to clean up, they don't have no money, that stuff is fixing to start deteriorating, and it's going to be running right into y'all's water. And when that comes, you're going to have problems if y'all don't get all that. You could walk out there in them woods. Any kind of cleaning solvent, gas, oils, anything you can think of is laying out there, but nobody wants to go out and get it. It's been there, they stuff out there from the last storm. I went out there checking some of them cans and getting to the port, and they starting to break. That stuff is going right out there where y'all going to be fishing, and then it gets all polluted out there, you ain't going to have the damn fish. So, need to think about that. Well, it's private property, but they feel something's got to be done.
Okay. It's a mixture of state.
Yeah, I got the EPA on it now, but I mean, still, that's going to... Anybody else?
So, a program that we learned about not too long ago at meetings with Florida Crown, provides jobs to people that have lost their jobs due to hurricanes. The program is going to roll out very soon. We have another meeting coming up with the lady that's in charge of it, Ms. Phyllis Marty. They do not provide them benefits as far as health insurance and all that, but it does give them a paycheck. So once that rolls out, the people that they have that apply to do those type of jobs will be doing the type of job that you're talking about. They will send them to the coastals where all of that trash is, and their job will be to go and pick up all that trash, and they provide...
Private property? Will they still...
They'll have to get some access stuff for private property, but most people are not against Florida Crown.
They get it cleaned up. They just don't want to pay for it.
Stuff on their property to stop, stuff from being bad. So it's a process they have to take care of, but she said that's something that is coming.
It's called all of our coastal Suwannee all the way to Monkey Creek, all the way to James. There's crap everywhere out there.
Karen Van Arnum, speaking on behalf of Cross City Restore and Renew. We have a couple of cleanup dates for the town, and really we also try to get outside the city limits like past parties and all, but if y'all want to, and everyone else, if you'll take these down and join us on February 22nd, is our first, it's Saturday, February 22nd, 9 a.m. to 11:30. We start it, we meet at City Hall, and sort of divide and conquer. Cross City Restore Renew, we provide all the contractor trash bags and gloves. If you have the picker-uppers, that would be helpful to bring that. We're going to ask other organizations to join in with us. We're trying to send it out to our school. If you have any students in the school system, they will, high school students, community service hours. They will get community service hours, and we've got Girl Scouts and Beta Clubs, different one of those that are going to join in. But like to invite all of you as well. And also, March 29th would be, that is the Saturday before the Crawfish Festival on April 5th. So those two dates, February 22nd, March 29th, both dates will be 9 to 11, 30. The March 29th, we're going to do a real big community push and try to ask organizations like Resolute, because they have said that they want to come with us. They have 190 employees. I think Crosby Lumber has 150. The school organizations, the hospitality club is going to be us, the same one. The students are joining in on this, and they're going to sort of lead the way on the 29th. They want to call it Pick Up and Picnic. So they're going to provide lunch that day, the hospitality, and they're going to invite other clubs throughout the high school, the FFA, the HOSA, all of those. And so March 29th, we want you to come to both. We want everyone to come to both. But the 29th, we're going to hit our city park right here outside your front door, back door here. We're going to hit the city park and maybe the women's club on the outside that day on the 29th as well. Let that be our focus. And the students at Dixon County High School, again, the hospitality club with other clubs, want to do a community Easter egg hunt on the end of the Crossroads Festival. They're going to have to come to the council and ask for approval of that. But at 2 o'clock, Mr. Bass said 9 to 2 on the Crossroads Festival is correct. And so they're going to ask for a 2 p.m. community Easter egg hunt, because that's only 2 weeks from Easter, so the 5th to the 20th. So just trying to build some unity, some pride in our community, and really brighten up, lighten up our park here, bring some attention to it. So we're going to do a deep clean there that day. But my request from you is the dumpsters again. If y'all would be willing to provide dumpsters on February 22nd and then again on March 29th, they do. Tim's not here. I would have asked him. I could have spoke to Odie about it, but I wanted to get
on
it. I don't think we got no problem, but we got to get with him and see the availability and what we got going on.
Okay, that's fine. And they picked them up like on Monday or whatever.
How many?
Just one.
Just one?
One dumpster. They dropped it at the city fire station right here last
night. Is it a regular size dumpster or a 20
just
yard?
Just regular size. Okay. They have available. They did a bigger one, I think.
It was a big one.
It was, but it didn't. I don't think we needed that big of one. No. So small, whatever's convenient for him and them. That's for you guys.
I could fill up a 20 yard or a small one off just half my road in my neighborhood. So.
Yeah, we can do a lot. And so. All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you, ma'am. Anybody else?
I have a quick question.
Will you please come to the podium and state your name?
Jim Warden. Is there a copy at the Swanee Library this afternoon, 1-4?
It's kind of an informal welcome back.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Anybody else? Motion to adjourn.
Motion. Second.
By Jamie, second by Daniel. All in favor?
Aye.
Any discussion? All in favor, same sign. Motion carries.